Isto é uma história. Uma história do sistema em crise. Estamos a destruir o planeta e nós estamos. Quando começamos a entender o sistema, começamos a ver e a resolver estes problemas em soluções. Um dos problemas em usar, pensamos que precisamos mesmo e queremos um copo de água. Vamos se. Ou devemos. Então construíram uma campanha. Na cidade de Cleveland. Então eles fizeram uns testes e adivinha. Isto é de. Esta história é típica do que acontece quando é mais limpa, às vezes, outras vezes não. É sabe melhor. Mas o que é que... Ainda mais caro. Quase graça na sua cozinha. Eles têm que começar a vender mais e mais. De baixar. Mas... Não é saudável. Coca-Cola não é saudável. A água é de graça. Como é que se faz isso? Imagina. Next, you hide the reality of your product behind images of pure fantasy. Have you ever noticed how bottled water tastes with pictures of real things in nature? Seduzimos com imagens naturais. The tap. Pepsi's Aquafina and Coke's Dasani are two of the many brands that are really filtered tap water. But the pristine nature lie goes much deeper. In a recent full-page ad, Nestle said, bottled water is the most environmentally responsible consumer product in the world. What? They are trashing the environment all along the product's life cycle. Exactly how is that environmentally responsible? The problems start here with extraction and production, where oil is used to make water bottles. Each year, making the plastic water bottles used in the U.S. takes enough oil and energy to fuel a million cars. All that energy spent to make the bottle. Even more to ship it around the planet. And then we drink it in about 2 minutes. That brings us to the big problem at the other end of the life cycle, disposal. What happens to all these bottles when we're done? 80% end up in landfills.
What percent of the cars?
Or in incinerators, where they are burned in the solution. The rest gets collected.
The rest.
I was curious about where the plastic bottles are in the recycling bins go. I found out that shipload was sent to India, so I went there.
Fui lá. I'll never forget riding on the outside of Ross, where I came face to face with the plastic bottles from California. The real recycling would turn these bottles back into bottles. But that wasn't what was happening here. Instead, these bottles were slated to be downcycled,
which means turning them into lower quality products that would just be chucked later. The parts that could have been downcycled were thrown away there, shipped all the way to India just to be dumped in someone else's backyard. If all the water companies wanted to use mountains on their labels, it would be more accurate to show one of these mountains of plastic waste. Scaring us, seducing us, and misleading us. These strategies are all...
manufacturing demand.
Once they've manufactured all this demand, creating a new multi-billion-dollar market, they defend it by beating out the competition. But in this case, Pepsi's vice chairman publicly said the base enemy is tap water. They want us to think it's dirty and bottled water is the best alternative. In many places, public water is polluted. That starts with making a personal commitment to not buy or drink bottled water unless the water in your community is truly unhealthy. Yes, it takes a bit of foresight to grab a reusable bottle on the way out, but I think we can handle it. Then, take the next step. Join a campaign that's working for real solutions, like demanding investment in clean tap water for all. In the U.S., tap water is underfunded by
Estados Unidos.
Partly because people believe drinking water only...
Acreditam que a água vem de uma garrafa. Em todas as cidades gastam milhões de dólares em água.
Choose our own demands, thank you very much, and we're demanding clean, safe water for everyone.